Data analyst question number 12. How can you handle missing values in a data set? Sample answer is, first point, list-wise deletion. In list-wise deletion method, an entire record is excluded from analysis if any single value is missing. Second point, average imputation. Use the average value of the responses from the other participant to fill in the missing value. Third, regression substitution. You can use multiple regression analysis to estimate a missing value. Fourth point, multiple imputation. It creates plausible values based on the correlation for the missing data and then averages the simulated data set by incorporating random errors in your predictions. Question number 13. What is the difference between data mining and data analysis? Before we discuss in question number 6, what is the difference between data mining and data profiling? Today we discuss about what is the difference between data mining and data analysis. The sample answer is, first point for data mining. Used to recognize patterns in data store. First point for data analysis. Used to order and organize raw data in a meaningful manner. Second point for data mining. Mining is performed on clean and well-documented data. Second point for data analysis. The analysis of data involves data cleaning, so data is not present in a well-documented format. And last point, third, for data mining, results extracted from the data mining are not easy to interpret. And data analysis, results extracted from data analysis are easy to interpret. Thank you very much. Data analyst, question number 14. What are the key requirements for becoming a data analyst? The data analyst interview questions. Test your knowledge about the required skill set to become a data analyst. The sample answer is, first point, be well versed with programming language like Python, SQL, databases like MySQL, SQLite, and also have an extensive knowledge on reporting as well as data analyzing packages like MS Excel, Tableau, Power BI, and PowerPoint for data presentation. Point 2, be able to analyze, organize, collect, and disseminate big data efficiently. Third point, must have substantial technical knowledge in fields like database design, data mining, and segmentation techniques. Thank you very much. Data analyst question number 15. What are the important responsibilities of a data analyst? This is the most commonly asked data analyst interview question. You must have a clear idea as to what your job entails. The sample answer is, first point, collect and interpret data from multiple sources and analyze results. Second point, filter and clean data gathered from multiple sources. Third point, analyze complex data sets and identify the hidden pattern in them. Fourth and last point, keep database secure. Data analyst question number 16. What is the KNN imputation method? KNN, K nearest neighbors, is one of many algorithm. This is a supervised learning algorithm used in data mining and machine learning. It is a classifier algorithm where the learning is based how similar is a data from other. The sample answer is, for what is the KNN imputation method question? The answer is, The method is used to impute the missing attribute values, which are imputed by the attribute values that are most similar to the attribute whose values are missing. The similarity of the two attributes is determined by using the distance function. This is the best answer. Thank you very much. Data analyst question number 17. What should a data analyst do with missing or suspected data? A data analyst need to. The sample answer is, first point, use data analysis strategy like deletion method, single imputation method, and model-based methods to detect missing data. Second point, prepare a validation report containing all information about the suspected or missing data. Third point, scrutinize the suspicious data to assess their validity. Fourth and last point, replace all the invalid data, which data, if any, with a proper validation code. Thank you very much. And don't forget to follow Data Analyst Interview Questions and Answers channel. Data Analyst question number 18. Which is the name of the different data validation methods used by data analyst? There are many ways to validate data sets. Some of the most commonly used data validation methods by data analyst. The sample answer is, first point, field level validation. In this method, data validation is done in each field as and when a user enters the data. It helps to correct the errors as you go. Second point, from level validation. In this method, the data is validated after the user completes the form and submits it. It checks the entire data entry form at once, validates all the fields in it, and highlights the error, which errors if any error, so that the user can correct it. Third point, data saving validation. This data validation technique is used during the process of saving an actual file or database record. Usually, it is done when multiple data entry forms must be validated. Fourth and last point, search criteria validation. This validation technique used to offer the user accurate and related matches for their search keywords or phrases. The main purpose of this validation method is to ensure that the user's search queries can retain the most relevant result. Thank you so much. Don't forget to follow Data Analyst Interview Questions and Answers channel. Data Analyst question number 19. How can you define outlier? A Data Analyst Interview Question and Answer guide will not complete without this question. An outlier is a term commonly used by data analyst when referring to a value that appears to be far removed and divergent from a set pattern in a sample. There are two kinds of outliers, univariate and multivariate. The sample answer is, the two methods used for detecting outliers are, first method, box plot method. According to this method, if the value is higher or lesser than 1.5 multiply symbol multiply IQR, IQR means intercorte. Data analyst question number 20. What is clustering? Name the properties of clustering algorithm. The sample answer is, clustering is a method in which data is classified into cluster and groups. A clustering algorithm has the following properties. First, hierarchical or flat. Second, hard and soft. Third, iterative. Fourth and last, disjunctive. Thank you so much. Don't forget to follow Data Analyst Interview Questions and Answer channel.